Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's Jamie, and we are fully into May right now. What a great time to be alive. Summer is upon us. Well, at least maybe here one more month, and then we start really heating up. But it's just, you know, the trees are starting to get green. The flowers are blooming. It's really super cool. We are getting some storms once in a while, but that's kind of like life, right? Isn't it like you just feel the energy, the flowers bloom, the trees grow, and then you have some rain once in a while. It just makes you appreciate things a little bit more. Have to tell you, being up here for a winter really changed the way that I look at the weather a little bit. I really am enjoying even the spring again. You don't take it so much for granted. And in Florida, we never really had a spring. I mean, February's kind of spring. It gets a little cold, right? You have to put a jacket on. So it's a little bit of a change for me, especially since I live in South Florida. But excited to be here. Really am. I'm glad you're with me. Thanks for taking the time for being with me. Thanks for being a part of Morning Coach. It means all the world to so many people. Your participation at whatever level, whether you've been here 19 years with me or you're just getting started, welcome. Thank you. This is your planning system and also just a place where we can grow a relationship together. This month is about relationships. Even if it is, you're new and you're just listening and saying, hey, I don't know you that well, JB, but I'm willing to buy into the system, give it a year, and start organizing myself. And with that being said, we are in a check month. Means we should be checking our plan. We've got kind of through that first quarter. We're, you know, kind of getting into the second one. So we should kind of have an understanding of where we're at. What are the things you're changing? I talked about this last week. If you are new and haven't had a chance to listen the last couple Thursdays, those are really good shows because I'm answering questions from everybody in the community. And they've been some really good ones. So maybe you're struggling a little bit or you just found us and you're trying to, you know, really get up your productivity. Take it easy and remember our simple things, right? First is the metaphysical morning ritual where we take that time for self-care. I got to tell you, that's so important. Listen to CoachCast. Get in the habit of waking up and getting this energy every morning. Get those 7 P's working for you, which is obviously have the right perspective, set those priorities, keep working on your performance, be patient. Be patient with this, okay? Keep your posture, get those shoulders back, stay present, and persist. Stick with this, okay? Then once we get those 7 P's, if you're taking the next step with this, get your planner out. Get your planner out, your Remarkable 2, your iPad, your sheet of paper, and write those down, those things you're going to do today. For those of you that are using our companion software and our coaching, take a picture of it, send it in, get some feedback throughout the day. Okay, so we got it. That's what we're doing together. And of course, the community's here for accountability, questions, and support. This is a complete system. And as we're checking our plan, we should be looking at what's really working, what isn't. Do I need resources? What do I need to succeed? What are the things that are really working for me? That's the key thing. And don't be afraid to ask because we've got great resources for you. As far as this week, I'm excited about it because we're going to be talking about family first. Obviously, I'm going to tell you some of the things I've been going through. It's been a little challenging, but some really cool things happening on the family side. And we're going to be getting into that in depth today a little bit, why that's so important. Tomorrow, I'm introducing you to something that's really important to me. It's Mike Lee Kinnerick's Machine of Life, and I'll go get into it tomorrow and talk about the impact he's had on me. If you're been with me for years, you know this. I've trained with Sir for years, almost 15, 16 years, and was totally life-changing. This is a book that I actually... he envisioned years ago, and I was very involved in, and I'm excited that he finally, you know, got it together. He flew up to the retreat center. We worked on it. He got it up on Amazon, and it's now out there, and I'm just pleased to help him. I know that depending on your stance on certain things that are going on politically, there might be some things in this book that you don't follow, and that's okay. Like, you know, I always tell you when we do book studies, or even with me, you don't have to agree to everything. It drives me nuts in this world today that we can't have a rational conversation about things and be empathetic to understand where people grew up, where they lived, and what they faced, and be able to look at their point of view. I think it's what's hurting the society today. People can't step back and take a look at it, meaning you don't have to agree to everything. You know, when you understand Sir's story and where he came from, you're going to understand his points of view, just as if you understood where I come from or if I understood where you came from. And I think being able to step back in that higher consciousness is so important, having empathy, which is very lacking. You can see it in the world today. Really important, that emotional intelligence that we talk to. But with that being said, again, there are some very aggressive techniques that he talks about, but there's more about his life philosophies. We're going to get into that tomorrow. And again, I'm very proud of it. I'm very excited. You know, if your friends are not clapping for you when you're succeeding, they're probably not your friends. Be very cautious about people that don't cheer for you in your life when you're doing good. And that's why we're going to do Mike Lee Kinnerick's book, Machine of Life. And I'll go over some of those. We're going to do chapter 1 through 4 tomorrow. Wednesday, we got family time and being in the moment. I'm going to go into depth of presence and why that's important with family. Of course, Thursdays are really good days. And the question that I got this week that I want to address is, how do I know when to make a change? How do I know when I need to shift? And since it is a check month, I think that question's pertinent to what we're doing. So how do you know when to kind of quit something and change? We're going to get into that. Friday, we're going to talk about family freedom, lessons in finance. Again, things they just don't teach anywhere. And we want to make sure we're covering it here. Saturday, of course, Dr. Paul has just been bringing it. If you enjoy some of the health stuff, it's really great. And we're going to be doing some more interviews, by the way. I'm working on some software and dialing that in. We're obviously going to have Mike Lee Kinnerick sometime this month. And I have other interviews coming that I'm excited to bring you. They will be outside of the CoachCast. Okay, but I do want to start bringing some more energy in different areas. And of course, Dr. Paul does that on Saturday. And then Sunday, we've got Make the Commitment. And I'm going to talk about some things that you need to do when you really don't want to do them with family. So that's going to be a big one. Okay, so we're ready to go. I mean, it's a new week. It's you know, we're new month, basically. And as I was mentioning last week, when I'm doing my running, I have a coach, and the, you know, you're listening to coaching as you're doing your 5K. And I love the fact that after 1K in one of my 5Ks, I was running. He goes, you know what? Let's start now. And I was thinking, well, start now. We already started 1K back. And he said, this is important to understand. You can start the race at any time. And I love that idea. And he goes, it's about racing and it's not. And same thing with life. We don't have to have a particular starting point, and you may have one, but then you can start again. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's a real secret of life. So we're going to roll here today. Let's talk a little bit about family first. And you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. We know that, right? So there's just situations where you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. We're going to learn a little bit about that with Sir. I think it's chapter 2 when he talks about his you know, evaluating if you're a propeller or a drainer. And understanding that, we've got to take a look at our family. And I just wanted to tell you, my father passed away, as you know, and we had his celebration of life a few weeks ago. And I went to the celebration of life, which I typically don't do those things. And I hadn't seen people in 50 years, literally 50 years. Some people saw me when I was 3-4 years old, a couple other people, 40 years. And one of the things that happens in families is there's typical economic outliers. And you're probably one of them. Anybody that's listening to this, you're probably an economic outlier, meaning you probably have done better than some of your family. And that's one of my things. Like, I have done better than the majority of my family financially. I'm not saying success, and I hate that, because I've told you about my cousin that details cars and extremely happy and doing his thing. But there are economic outliers, and that can cause stress and pressure in a family. And one of my cousins, who's actually 74, so he's actually 19 years older than me. I remember he was like this super cool person. And he came to my father's celebration of life. And, you know, my side of my father's family was extremely poor. My father was born in poverty. My grandma had him on the living room floor. My grandpa really didn't have a job. And they came from extreme poverty. My dad's way out was sports. He played football. I told you that, a little bit pro football. And he won the state basketball championship in 1963. And so the family came from a very impoverished background. And so he never had a lot. And I think that's when he passed away in the cabin. He didn't really need a lot because he never grew up with a lot. And my cousin, who I met, it was really interesting. I remember him being kind of a cool guy. And in the 80s, 1983, his boss told him, come to Illinois and, you know, you got to quit drinking. I don't want you drinking, but you can come work for me. And I got some special things. Well, as it turns out, he has now built an amazing company, so many employees, and his kids are taking over the business, but he's the economic outlier of our family. then some of my family members, they really have nothing. In fact, you know, when it came to getting the Legion and the, you know, the stuff to doing, there was just no money there. So I obviously ponied up the money and helped there. But, you know, we're talking $20 is a lot of money, $50 is a lot of money. That's kind of my side of my father's family. And so when you have that economic and you're the economic outlier, it can create uncomfort. And it can create uncomfortableness in other people. And I'm in really good shape right now. I just am. You know, I'm running 10Ks. I'm running my 5Ks. I'm getting in even better shape. And so I show up. I'm in shape for my age. And I have some relatives that just aren't. They're aging. They're, you know, even younger than me and look a lot older than me. I am not here to judge, okay? And this is what I'm saying. When you deal with family, they're still your family, okay? And so for me, stepping back, one of the things that I worked on was really to just be there, to be there, be humble and be the person that you want to be. One of the problems that I've had coming back to La Porte with a lot of my old friends is a lot of my old friends aren't doing what I'm doing. I'm kind of an economic outlier. So they tend to pull you back. And that's why I bring up drinking sometimes, because that I fall back into a hole with them where I don't want to be. And it's okay to be a beacon of light. But it's hard to be a beacon of light sometimes, especially with family, because they kind of feel frustrated. Maybe they think you're better than them. Believe me, I've gone through all of this. And here's the thing. You've just got to bring different energy and be truly authentic. That's all you can be. And yes, there's some family members that will turn away. But I have to tell you, by just hugging and bringing love and bringing kindness, and even though I'm an economic outlier, I just reconnected with a lot of my old family members. Bringing no judgment and just bringing that energy and just getting rid of the drama, you know, being able to set boundaries, the stuff that we talk about, expectations and focus, letting people and coming with non-judgment, but being able to be the leader and be the one that puts the boundaries up and be the one that says, hey, you know, I'm not going to do this or I'm going to do that. You know, being able to sit with them and say, hey, I think it would be a good idea if we did this or we did that. And then being able to get really clear on the expectations of things that are going on, people appreciate that. And then they realize that you are just having a conversation with them. And when you respect their opinion and you listen, which we talk about so much here on Morning Coach, and what when we're going to talk about on Wednesday, being present, being in the moment, you can change all the drama and relationships to a positive experience. You may shut some people off. I get it. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. But the majority of the time, if you come and you bring that consciousness level higher, you're going to build relationships. So much so now, instead of the anxiety and the darkness, you're now having people that love you. And they do love you. They're just scared. A lot of people don't have our energy. And even if you're introverted and quiet and you don't have my energy, it's still a lot of people just don't know what to say or what to do. And so if we come with love and we come with compassion and we come and we give the hugs and we listen, it's unbelievable how you will find that most people are really good people. There's a few of them out there, but most people are really good people. And when you do that, all of a sudden you can be that person. Now, just like for example, last week, a couple weeks ago, my aunts wanted to put the ashes with my Uncle Louie. My dad didn't care about any of that. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I didn't want to go. I don't do those things. But you know what? It's not for me. It's for them. One aunt's 86. She's got a little dementia. The other one's 81. I'm driving up there. I went up there and spent, you know, it's only 15, 20 minutes, but that could make all the difference in the world. I'm going to talk that on Sunday. Okay. So a lot of times we got to look at serving even our family, but we serve them not by dumbing down, not by humbling, but by just being truly authentic and being real. And getting out of ego and just bringing that love and that energy. And it's amazing how it will make your relationships better. Most people are suffering. They really are. And they're suffering psychologically because they don't know the things that we know. They don't understand what you focus on expands. And that's why alcohol is so prevalent. That's why drugs are so prevalent, especially in this neighborhood, in my area. It's darker. It's grayer. The sun's not up all the time. So people are dealing with a lot of things. Everybody's dealing with something, right? And so if you're the voice of kindness and love, that's going to make a difference. Now, kindness doesn't mean weakness. Again, you got to be able to put your foot down. You got to be able to say, this is what I'm doing. And that's why I think as we grow confidence in our own lives and the things we do here at Morning Coach, one of the takeaways is you're going to be able to communicate better and be more confident in the things that you're doing. Okay. So don't take my kindness for weakness. I'm going to fight for what I believe in, but I'm going to have structure there. And at the end of the day, if you walk softly and carry a big stick, what happens is people will listen to you. People will listen to you when they respect you. And how do you get that respect? You earn it by showing up, by doing the things you need to do. You know, we got this little HOA here, and I go up and pick up sticks, and I pick up garbage and throw it away. And an older gentleman came up and said, you know, my grandpa, he's a really old, he was an older gentleman, you know, in his 90s. He said, my great-grandpa's the one that founded this. And he goes, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you picking up the sticks in the garbage. He goes, I try to tell everybody who walks their dogs, why don't you, and I'm talking about sticks so the mowers don't hit it, you know, when they mow these big fields. And he said, why don't people do that? And I said, I don't know, but I'm going to be one of them. You know, it's like the old starfish story. It means that if one person makes a difference. So what I'm telling you is with family and just everything in general, this is about family and everything. Let's be the ones that make the place a little bit better. Let's make it a little bit brighter. It doesn't mean that we're not fighting our own battles. In fact, tomorrow we're going to get a machine of life. And, you know, I've learned a lot from somebody that's very aggressive and had one of the a tremendously brutal upbringing and seeing things that I could never imagine, but it helped me. It shaped me to be strong enough to be kind. Remember that and write that down. This is pretty crazy when you think about it. Be strong enough to be kind. Does that make sense? Be strong enough to be kind. And when you're that way, you can elevate above ego and you can make a difference in your own life, your family's life, your the group of people you're around because you're kind, but you're still strong. Okay? So let's go out there and have a great day. Family first. Family first. I'm excited about this week. I really am. Tomorrow, I'm excited to share some of my stories with Mike Lee Kanarek and things that I have grown to know about him. Some of you have met him at some of my events, but we're going to have fun with the book. And today, remember, be strong so that you can be kind. I love you. Do it to it. We'll be back right here to get your day started right here on morningcoach.com.